Hello, this is Pastor David Bissett of Clifton Park Community Church in the Capital District, and I'm your pastor for the day. I wish you a happy Advent and a Merry Christmas. I hope you're in the spirit of celebrating the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. Advent comes before Christmas, and that's where we're at. We're anticipating the arrival of Christ, as it were, and even now we're longing for his second coming. As we think about Christmas, let me take you back to those who waited for the announcement of the birth of the Messiah. Think of alerts and announcements that are present in your life today. A message on your phone only warrants a beep or a blip. If you're driving and near a train tracks, you may hear the approach of a train signaled by a blast on his whistle. A signal from your stove, that's a gentle beep, says the cookies are done. But a chime, a buzz, or klaxon signals a fire in the kitchen. So let me ask you, what sort of sound or announcement or alert would signal the birth of the long-promised Messiah? What would God do to get the attention of the world that the time had come? Here is the Messiah. Let's take a look. We know in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2, that the wise men saw a star in the heavens, some stellar event, a supernova, a special star, a comet, some star-like figure supernaturally provided by God to announce the birth of the promised Messiah. And they followed that star to the place where Jesus lay. Why did God use a star to announce the birth of his Son, our Savior and Lord? Well, it was announcing the divinity of the one who was born, a star, a pinnacle of creation. Those heavenly points of light would certainly point in glorious fashion to the divine nature of the one that was born. But I would also suggest God used a star supernaturally to announce the birth of Jesus to illustrate the role of Jesus, bringing the light of good news to show us the way of salvation. It was our Lord himself in John chapter 8, verse 12, who said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." So God uses a special star, a supernatural sign in the sky, to announce the birth of his Son. But further, if you know the Christmas story, in Luke chapter 2, he uses an angel, a messenger who comes and speaks to shepherds and said, "This is taking place even as we speak." And it wasn't just one angel, but a host of angels. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom he is pleased." An announcement of the birth of Christ by a host, an army of angels. Not just one messenger, that would be sufficient, a heavenly messenger, but an army, a great host of angels, singing, announcing the joyous news. And that very moment is commemorated by one of my favorite Christmas carols. "Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn king." Friends, these words not only tell us what happened, but the words of this carol command us to listen to what the angels said. They spoke not just to shepherds of the past, but their message recorded in Scripture is for us to hear. Hark, that old English term, means listen, pay attention to what these angels, these herald angels, are saying. Bring glory to the newborn king. There will be peace on earth. God and sinners will be reconciled. Joyful all ye nations rise. Join the triumph of the skies with the angelic host proclaim. Christ is born in Bethlehem. I hope you're ready for that celebration on Christmas Eve, but we don't have to wait. We know Jesus Christ was born, lived, died, and rose again. May we love him and draw near to him and let others know what the angels have told us and what we have discovered for ourselves. Jesus, the Son of God, came to save sinners, and that is good news indeed. Well, this is Pastor Dave Bissett, Clifton Park Community Church here in the Capital District. I've been your pastor for the day. May the Lord bless you and keep you, and Merry Christmas.